to play in front of all you guys is awesome, so thanks. God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be to you from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, we want to keep our eyes fixed on you. Keep our thoughts and our minds fixed on who you came to be, who you are to us. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. I have to apologize a little bit. I have a habit of reading from the hymnal and reading from the bulletin, and I told my staff, I need to change. You guys use screens, I must use screens, and so therefore I have to use the screen. Not used to it and not familiar with it, not comfortable, but change is inevitable, isn't it? So this morning I would hope that you guys would help me out. Our text this morning is from Matthew 21. Could you guys read this with me, please? They brought the donkey. Very peculiar that someone in their either right knowledge or not so right knowledge chose for the lectionary this morning that we would read a scripture verse from the last week of Jesus' life. Very odd, but I want to pick this scripture verse, because this scripture verse, normally if you are a conquering soldier, you go into the city and people praise you and you're sitting on a horse, the most beautiful horse you've ever seen. Jesus is coming and he's riding a donkey. Not a powerful looking animal at all. So this morning I want to focus in on that. And this morning I want to tell you a little story of this. Anyone ride a bus still? Right? Yeah, we used to. Yeah. The kids are like, yeah, I ride the bus every day to school. All right. So there was a story I heard this week of a man. And this guy is not just a man. He's huge. Big guy. All right, he gets on this bus and he sits down, and there's a little kid, probably about your height, your age, probably maybe a little bit younger. And little kids, do they know what's going on in the world? So this little kid thinks, I don't want this guy anywhere near me. This kid comes up to this huge guy and pushes him. As if, get out of my way. I don't want you anywhere near. And so what happens is, the guy, what do you think he does? He scoots over. Just a little kid. The kid again. You're too close to me still. Goes up to this big guy and pushes him. The guy goes over. What do you think's going to happen? The kid, oh no, you're still too close to me. I want more space. What do you think he does? He pushes him again. And you know, as a parent, there is a fine line to where you say enough is enough. And you could tell on this guy, he's like, okay, who is this kid? Where is his parent? What are they? You know, he kind of gets this grimace on his face like, you know, son. And he moves over. Just then, the bus comes to his stop, and he pulls out a business card. Giving it to the kid, the business card says this, Joe Lewis, heavyweight champion of the world. This little kid thought he was so tough, he would take on the heavyweight champion of the world. What is real power to you? Is real power that kid coming up and shoving someone 10 times his size? Or is real power the guy who's sitting there who could just take him with a finger and knock him out? What's the real power that he, even though he has the power to, he does as someone else wants? Where's the real power? And so I'm beginning to ask that and really look at that in the gospel reading this morning. Even though it's not of a Christmas theme, it takes us back to what is real power. What is real power? Because the donkey, to me, signifies something in what Jesus was going to do. And it reveals something in this Christmas photo. You see there? You see there in this picture that Jesus is riding a donkey from his earliest of ages. From the earliest of ages, Jesus was showing us his real power. In that, at the very thought of his mind that he could have erased the earth, he could have started new, but at the same time, real power of Jesus, he comes in a fragile body. He shows his power in that he allows others to protect him and grows up with us. Real power shows us that going to the cross, allowing others to crucify him, is real power. And so when we take a look at that, what is real power? Who are you? Let me ask that. Who are you? Can you take out your business card and show me who you are? Is that real power? Does that mean anything? Can you take out a business card, President of the United States? Is that real power? No, it's not. So who are you in that event? Do you identify with the child or do you identify with the champion? Probably right now, you probably identify with a child. You are right there saying, God, I want you further away from my life because I don't want you anywhere near it. I don't want you messing with me. I deserve this space. You can have that. I'll have this. And we're comfortable. But I want you guys to identify with the champion this morning, the champion that came for you and for me, the champion that rode the donkey to symbolize his true power over us, that he could have done even more than anything we could ever imagine, and yet he chose to be naked on that cross in front of you and me because our sinful lives demanded a true sacrifice, and the only one who could have redeemed us was Jesus Christ, and that was true power, we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord God, we see that true power came through you. The announcement was greeted with a true power still comes through you. Skepticism, we ask you to be with us, Lord. Lord God, sometimes we feel like we don't even know how to continue. Sometimes we don't even know what to do next. So be with us. In your son's name we pray. Amen. I'm thinking here right off the cuff. There's one person in this church.